So let's go over here to where Tia is. My goodness, in the Midwest someplace. Hi, Tia, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I'm calling about thyroid nodules. I have three questions about that, but I needed to preface it with I have also been diagnosed with parathyroid. I have surgery scheduled at the Parathyroid Center in Tampa in a few weeks. And when I spoke with the doctor in our appointment that was over the phone, he noticed the ultrasound scan that was done, and it shows large nodules. Let's see, it mostly says multiple nodules throughout both thyroid lobes and isthmus. And the largest nodule is in the right side, and it is 3.2 centimeters. I have another one that is 2.1. And his question for me was, while he was taking care of the parathyroid, he wondered if I should take out, if I wanted to have the large one taken out. And, of course, I'm trying to save my thyroid and rejuvenate it. And I just didn't know. When I asked him, he said, well, yeah, you can take those out. They're more like tumor. I don't know if they're cancer or not, but that they are more tumor. And if they are taken out, he said it doesn't affect the thyroid function or the thyroid cells because they don't take any of that out. I'm trying to avoid the synthetic thyroid medicine that comes if you take out your globe or all the lobes or all of them. So can I, what should I, is it safe to have the larger one that presses a little bit on the esophagus? Not much, but sometimes I have trouble, not very often, but swallowing. So I'm wondering if I can take that out and still not affect trying to rejuvenate the thyroid because I'm headed to you guys next to come.
Right. Where are you located,
that's
ma'am?
That's my first question.
Where are you located?
Pardon?
Where are you located?
In North Dakota.
In Dakotas. Okay. I was hoping maybe you'd be somewhere near Michigan because one of our very, very most knowledgeable people about thyroid, Dr. David Brownstein, who also uses all natural means whenever it's possible, is located there. And he'd know more about this than me, but I will tell you what I do know about it, ma'am. And that is that removing a single nodule is not going to mess up the function of your whole thyroid. Now, if someone were to try to dig around in there and take every nodule out that there is out, I'd be a little concerned about that. Might interrupt some blood flow or some nerves or whatever. But if it's just one because it's big and poking out or it's continuously increasing, then it's not a bad idea to take just the one out. And also, it gets sent off to a lab to see if there's any signs of cancer in there. It's not likely, by the way. Most cases of thyroid nodules don't have it, aren't cancer. But that's something they can do this time. But I'd have to agree with you, ma'am. I wouldn't want them all taken out like that. And I'd be working with a doctor who's really skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine after the surgery, which there is no alternative for parathyroid tumors, which right. Fortunately are
so
benign.
Should I just do the one that's larger? Because I have a 3 centimeter and a 2, and then I know there's multiple ones, but they're pretty small, I'm guessing. Should I have both of them taken out? Should I just do the large one? They're both kind of larger.
Are they in the same area of the thyroid gland, so there's other areas of the thyroid that are going to be untouched, ma'am? In other words, are they both in the same lobe or whatever?
It says the largest one's on the right side, and then let's see, the largest nodule of the three is on the right side, and the largest in the left. So I guess one's in the left, that's the 2 centimeters, and one is in the right, that's the 3 centimeters, it's 3.2.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'd be a little nervous about removing them from both sides just in case something adverse happens. Now, that's just me, though. When is your surgery scheduled, ma'am? For the parathyroids, the parathyroid. 13th of August.
Yes, August 13th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's not totally far away. If you want, ma'am, I would suggest you call Dr. Brownstein's office and see if you can't get some sort of a telephone consultation because, as I say, he's one of the most knowledgeable natural medicines about thyroid in the country. He's written books about it and so forth. And while I do know some, he's even better. So it's David Brownstein, STEIN, And if you put in David Brownstein thyroid into your search engine, you'll find the man and his office.
Brown as in B as in boy, Brownstein.
You got it. Brown like the color, and then Stein, which is, I guess, German for a beer stein. Yeah. Hmm?
Yeah, thank you. And I just have two short other questions that I don't understand. Does it matter if the nodules are hot or cold that they're taking out? I haven't had that tested because I haven't done the uptake yet.
That's one you'd have to ask Dr. Brownstein, ma'am. I don't know. I've never been asked that.
Okay. And my last question has to do with Graves because I don't have a lot of this. But last time I heard you say something about the test anti-TGA. And I'm wondering if that's the same thing as the thyroid globulin antibody.
Absolutely so, ma'am. That is what it is.
So my free T4 is normal. My free T3 is barely high. It's a 4.7. And my thyroid globulin antibiotic is a 1.8. What do you think?
Well, that 1.8 is within the range of normal for most laboratories, ma'am. Did they also do the other one called TPO? The other antibody that's commonly checked is TPO. What was that?
I think they did the TPO. Let me look. I'm sorry to have to wait. Maybe they didn't do the TPO. That's what the doctors thought I would be. Was the hypo, but yes, they did. It was 13.
And what range did they give you on that one?
0 to 34.
There you go. You're within normal on that one too, ma'am. So anyway, it does not sound like an autoimmune condition. Now, Graves disease is an autoimmune condition, but it's a different autoimmune condition. The thyroid just goes way overactive on people. And they get all shaky and jittery, and the heart pounds, and they're sweating and stuff like that. Doesn't sound like what you have. But since you've given me a chance to mention it, ma'am, we've been able to cure Graves' disease nearly every time. What's that mean? That means all but once, and I'm not kidding you. Since I read the article from Walter Reed Army Hospital, no kidding, written in 1986, and they described a cure for the Graves' disease. And we just copied them, and it works, it works, it works. So I hope you never do get Graves' disease, but you should know that there is a cure out there devised at Walter Reed Army Hospital in 1986 and replicated it to Homa Clinic. We're good copycats when something works, and it's worked all the times but one, ma'am.
Okay, that's great. Well, they're saying the normal is 0 to 0.9 for the thyroid globulin antibiotic.
I hear you, ma'am.
You're saying 1.8. I don't have to worry. Thank you.
I keep it monitored, but right now you don't have to worry, no.
Perfect.
We just don't want to keep it going up. Well, you're welcome, ma'am, and I so hope you get some more information should it be needed from Dr. Brownstein. As I say, he's really, really good at this.